Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's episode, well, we don't really have a ton of points today. The last episode, a little heated. This episode, I'm feeling good. It's Monday morning. We're going to start the week off right. Let's see here. What is going on? What's going on in the world? Nothing of consequence, I imagine. I think here's what I want to talk about. I've been real deep in the backlog. A couple episodes ago, I kind of talked about how January was the month of the backlog. And as I continue to play a couple games from Steam Next Fest, shout out to 1348 Ex Voto, also Scriptorium, Master of Manuscripts, very good. I have like 15 other demos that I'm hoping to sit down and record some stuff today and start populating our new YouTube channel that this episode might be going out on, called The Other 30%. This is a show from 70% complete, and I will be putting this on The Other 30%. The main 70% complete channel is going to be for our highly scripted, highly produced stuff. We've got some big plans for that. I have some video topics coming up. Stay tuned. I'm reading some philosophy and writing about Clair Obscur. That'll be coming out this year. I refuse to give a date. So I'm looking at all of these demos that are coming out, and I'm like plundering the backlog. If you don't know, probably about a year and a half ago, I guess around 2 years ago now, maybe it's 3 years. Jeez, time. I bought a PC. So I lucked out. I bought a PC for prices that don't involve you having gold ingots. And so I've been stockpiling a backlog of games in Steam and GOG and stuff. And most of those games I have, unfortunately, I bought that PC knowing that I would be doing content stuff. So a lot of those games I bought for content. And if you are staying tuned with what's going on in the content plans, I certainly have not made that content. So I've been digging through the backlog. And we have an upcoming episode that I've talked about for a while now on Prey 2017. One of the goats, if not my particular goat. And I just fucking love that game, man. I'm so glad that we are playing more of it. And it's got me thinking even more of, like, you know, there are a couple demos that I enjoyed. Definitely 1348. There's a couple of others that when they come out, I will be playing them. But right now, I'm still deep in backlog mode, and it's been a blast. There's some games in the backlog that I've never played before. I've had, like, moderate inklings to try in the past, but I just have never really, like, kicked off with any of them. And so I'm kind of hoarding them and trying to find time to hop on the Steam Deck. Once I'm done with this run-through of Prey, which I'm very close to, I will be booting up some of those backlog games and playing some more of them. It's kind of just been a really strange year for me, though, because I've been, so far, the games in the backlog that I have played. I finished Fort Solace, 2023's not Dead Space game. I have finished Ace Combat 7, 2017's fighter plane game. And then, or 2020, and then I've played Prey, which is just about done, again, for the second time, and that's that. I'm almost done with that now, too. So I'm kind of bouncing around history. I've had Doom 2016 loaded up on the PC for a while. I think, unfortunately, for a video project that I'm kicking off pretty soon, I will be returning to Atomic Heart, though. This is your exclusive update on where we're at with that. I will be returning to Atomic Heart. I'm sorry for myself, but also that is a game that I love to hate on. The highs and lows of Atomic Heart, let me tell you. Especially coming hot off the tail of Prey 2017, a game that does all of the things Atomic Heart wants to do, but just does them. Not even, it just does them. So, yeah, I'm wondering how my opinion on that game is going to nosedive even further as I get in there. But the thing that I want to dig into with Atomic Heart is kind of the point of why I don't like it. And so I kind of want to see it through just to feel it. There's a project I'm working on that's very much about BioShock, about Prey, about Atomic Heart, and like the idea of the utopian dream. It's something that I've been kind of fascinated with for almost 20 years now at this point, probably close to 15. My thesis was on utopia and BioShock. And so I'm kind of curious to see how that genre has evolved, and, you know, quote unquote evolved, scare quotes even evolved with Atomic Heart. But I think that's what makes it so interesting to me, is that I just want to know. Like, I got to know how it goes. There's also a bevy of games that are just sitting in the backlog that I'm very excited to play. Some of them I have kind of heard nothing about in a really long time. And maybe it's time for me to get in my Souls-like era, you know? You know, great Souls-likes like Steel Rising. Pausing for applause for everyone to clickety-clack, look it up. Steel Rising. It's a French Revolution game where you play as a puppet and you do French Revolution things. I don't know what happens. It came out a couple years ago. It seems good-ish. It came out in the Lies of P era, so it just kind of got pummeled by Lies of P. Another Souls-like game that I have on the list to play. I'm slowly, at this point, my backlog is a combination of Steam games that I bought in the PC lead-up. My Steam library went from like 10 to 150 or so in those 2 years, which has been great but daunting. And then the thing that I am actually trying to do right now is I am working through the Xbox backlog. I have basically given up on buying shit for Xbox, and at this point kind of like just removed myself from that platform completely. So I am burning through the remaining things that I bought the year before last. And then I think that thing is going to go into cold storage or the internet. Perhaps I will be able to buy 4 gigs of RAM when I sell that thing. A hilariously sad notion. But so I have a handful of games on there that I will probably end up rebuying on Steam, which I think is extra annoying, but so it goes. Namely, I have not played any of the Metal Gear games, and I have the Metal Gear Collection Volume 1 on there that I would like to get to. So, there is a lot of stuff to dig into on the good old Xbox, and also the PC marketplace that I have loaded up. So I'm hoping to dig into some of that stuff as we go. I have kind of settled on, I've been trying to think more about how I do video production stuff, and primarily the way that I've settled on it is I have a series of concepts, and then those concepts I'm going to end up just working through to see if there's anything there for production-wise, and then start putting out those videos as they come out. So I have my slate of 2026 videos at this point. It is also just the second day of March or whatever, so, you know, things change. But right now I feel pretty good about the slate of stuff I have scheduled, and, you know, hopefully we'll be seeing more of that in the near future. There's that Clairobscur video, there's the Utopian Dream video. I also have a couple of ones that I feel very passionate about, but know will not do super great, or will have a whole host of negative Nellies in there. About, you know, the militarization of video games and stuff about stuff about solidarity in Duskpunk and how that perhaps relates to real-world events that are happening in the Midwest. So, you know, there's stuff going on in the good old noodle here. We're changing things over on the YouTube, so we have stuff split up. Next week, I believe, we will be publishing our first episode of Dishonored that is coming out on the 70% Complete podcast channel. We are playing through Dishonored and kind of talking about it as we go, doing our classic, the topic is the tangent, but we're starting with the topic instead of making it up on the fly, which has been interesting. We will have a whole host of weird tangents that pop up. I think the first episode is when we talk about music theory, and old sea shanties. So, you know, we're already doing our thing. But yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at today. A lot of things are changing, and like I said, it's Monday, so I'm feeling the we can do anything energy of, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. So let's hope that continues, and that the world does not continue to change in drastically and horrible ways, which, you know, as we all know, has impacts on productivity. That certainly couldn't happen. I mean, not until at least Friday night, when the markets close. Yeah. All right. Well, I gotta head off. I'm gonna start doing stuff here. Maybe playing Atomic Heart. We'll see. I have some shows to edit, and then God, back to Atomic Heart. It's been 6 months since I finished that game, since I put that game down. We finished Vavilov. I don't even think I am 1/3 of the way through that video game. Jesus Christ. All right, well, I hope you hang out with me, at least, like, suffer with me as I go through that. The good thing about that game is that at least it makes good clips, and there are moments of high comedy that I appreciate. It's purely made by the dire circumstances that I am in, but, you know, still fun. So that'll be a good time. Thanks for hanging out. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.